Praise the name of the Lord. With the help of the Lord, guidance of His Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Genesis chapter 39, chapter of Genesis.
Learn to be patient.
We learn to pray more. We learn to keep our eyes focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. Joseph did these things, even in the prison when he was there. The prison master could see that Joseph was a godly man. And in the house of Potiphar, his wife tried to seduce him. And what did Joseph do? And I imagine there must have been more than just the one time we read about here. Because he was in Potiphar's house for many years. And she must have tempted him many times. Come on, Joseph. I want to be with you. Joseph didn't participate in any of this. He looked to the Lord. And then the last time, he actually ran out of his coat. He let his coat go. And he fled. And that's what the Lord tells us. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. That's exactly what Joseph did. But was he rewarded for it? No. He was put in prison. Resist the devil and he will leave you. He will flee away from you. You mention the name of God. You mention the blood of Jesus Christ, he can't stay there. The blood of Jesus Christ that covers all of us, this is our protection from the devil. Call upon him when you need it. Learn to pray more. Learn to do the things that are right in God's sight. Because the Lord is with you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. This is his promise to us. We remain faithful. He remains faithful. We do his will. He's there for you and I. He tells us all through these chapters. The fifth verse says, and it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in the house and over all he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. Now when he says bless, God doesn't tell us we're going to be rich. He doesn't tell us we're going to own all kinds of property. We're going to be doing this and doing that. We can take trips 25 times a year. No, this is not what he's telling us. He's telling us he's with us. And he'll provide for your needs. Not your wants. What are your needs? What are your needs? You need a place to live. He provides that for you. You need a job. He'll provide that for you. Sometimes you've got to wait. Because it's not always there. But maybe God's trying to teach you something. And when you go through illness, when you go through sickness, many have had cancer, many have had other problems. He hasn't left you. He never will. And this Bible is full of the scriptures that tell you how he's with you. Be prepared when you go through problems. Use the word of God. Pray more. Understand. Listen for his voice. And he doesn't yell and scream. He'll come to you in a quiet voice. Maybe he'll lead you to a scripture. this is going to be your way out. This is going to be your comfort. This is going to be what you need. He's always here for you in that difference. Do we fall apart when things happen? Maybe. Do we wonder how we're going to get through it? Sometimes. But if God was with Joseph, and God was with David, and God was with Ezekiel, all the saints, when he put the load out to Moses, told him he was going to lead those people out of Egypt, I imagine Moses would say, I'm going to bring all those people out. How am I going to get them out of there? He's got an army. We try to leave, he'll kill them. God opened the doors. God opens doors. Just remember, though, when he opens a door, it may not look like it's important to you. Walk through it. He's opened the door for a reason. When God opens the door, don't slam it in his face and then say, well, Lord, you said you were going to help me. He's giving you a way out. He'll make a way for escape. But just depend on him. Fully, totally. The way may be hard. The way may be difficult. You go through temptation. You go through different problems in your life. Sickness. Material things come in your life that are problems. How am I going to make the payment on this? How am I going to do that? But I've seen it in our lives. My family. When I thought there wasn't going to be enough to get through, God opened the door. God made a way. And I've heard testimonies of this. People have come to me and said, you know, I had a mortgage payment to make and I didn't know how I was going to make it. And the Lord gave me the money through someone. Someone had been, the Lord had put it on their heart. Go, that person needs something. That person needs money. Pay the mortgage for this person. That's a real friend, I'll tell you. But no matter what the obstacle seems to be, God will make a way of escape. Just keep looking to him. We find our greatest pleasures in the Lord through prayer, singing praises, and to be honored before God, like Joseph was. God will be with you. God makes a way, no matter what the problem may be. Maybe you're going through something right now. Right now, this day. Believe me, God is with you. He doesn't close the door in your face. Wherever you have to go and whatever you have to do, remember that he's with you. And I say it from experience. I know many times, John was speaking, I remember him saying about how he was wounded. And I'm sure many of you have heard my testimony when I was going to go to Vietnam. God made a way. I had my orders. I was going to ship out. I was waiting. The bus was going to pick me up, take me out to the flight line. I was going to be leaving for Vietnam. I did the flight records for pilots. We were only there as advisors then. But still, war was going on. And then I got a call. And they told me in that call, Pat, report to your duty station tomorrow. You're not leaving. I said, what? Your orders have been canceled. They're sending someone else in your place. Another man went. 3 weeks to a month later, they shipped his body back. He was shot by a sniper. And all I could say is, Lord, you took my place on Calvary's cross, and you took my place now. And God will take your place. God has taken your place, sending his son to die for you and I. Just remember, he hasn't forgotten you. He never will. Just remember that when you're going through things, that he's always there for you and I.